Dude, I'm
What?
losing it.
Why?
I'm losing it.
What's going on? You mean like the
Well,
song? Do you mean like
what?
the song?
Yeah, like the song.
Yeah.
Like the song. Exactly. Can you hear me? What is happening? Okay.
You're a little
Fuck
bit
it up.
delayed, but yeah, whatever.
Oh God. What is ha some shit's going down. Everything's breaking. My computer's not working. The website's down.
Maybe you need to get it stolen again.
There's a fucking huge spider in front of me, like this.
Wait, you're the web host. How come?
No, I sold it. Now that makes it harder because I don't have root access anymore, so I kind of have to email people when there's a problem. There's a
He's a
huge spider
doctor.
in front of me. Look at this fucking spider. Check this out. Fuck. Okay, my microphone just splattered on the floor. Oh my God. You still hear me?
Yes, barely.
Wow. Fuck me. Check this spider out, dude.
Guess a look.
Wait.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Oh, that's
He is
good.
a big boy. Does he want a beer?
That's a fucking decent spider, eh?
I'm gonna get stuck into this one. I got a beer. It's not a
Okay.
sponsored beer, but it's from a friend of the show.
Charles. Get your camera shit sorted. Oh, wow.
Oh,
That says hike.
it's
Oh
the
my God, it's a
Hiker
Hiker and White Lies
White
collab.
Lies collab, yeah, and it's not even a lager, which is a bit
Wait, you
disappointing,
fucking
but
just took it away when I took the photo.
oh, sorry.
That's a
Are you
nice
on the
looking
hard
tin.
solos?
Erin gave this to me because she could see I was frustrated with the computer, and I do have a beer, but now this has kind of been presented to me, so now I'm drinking this. But yeah, I do have a beer here somewhere. Oh my God.
Oh, it's 8.8%.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be a good shot.
Well,
God damn, that's good.
so our website is down. Well, actually, the website is not down currently, but I can't upload a new website. A new episode. I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, well.
We're recording the podcast anyway, but I'll be able to put it on YouTube. It may not go onto the feed. Well, it won't go onto the feed until I figure out this problem.
Yeah. Well, while you're sorting that out. I've got my finger on the create event button for our wrap up party next weekend on the 23rd.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What time
Well,
are we starting at? 4 p.m.
oh, you haven't posted this already? I thought you
No,
posted
not
this
yet. I'm about
yesterday.
to now. I'm doing it literally live. 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, what do you think?
I'm up for anything. I mean, like I said to you, I'm a little bit nervous. No one's going to turn up, but I'll come. I'll drink
Do you know
beer.
what? We're gonna go.
Yeah.
And
Well, I'm
I'm gonna
nervous.
end
You're not
it.
going to go, to be fair.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll just make it until what time does the German club close? 11 p.m. or some shit.
I haven't
All
been
right,
there.
Brisbane. Okay,
I haven't been
so we're
there
gonna do
since the
this.
last time I got kicked out of
The
there.
event is
So.
called Goodbye, the Boss and the Brewer, and I brought out my best Comic Sans font for the
Oh, okay. Show us your screen. I want to see your screen.
Hey?
I want to see
Oh.
what's happening there.
Yeah, okay, cool. I can do that. Me do that right here. There you go. All right. So goodbye, Boss and the
Oh, here we
Brewer.
go. Yep.
Goodbye, Boss and the Brewer. 23rd of November, 4 p.m. Brisbane German Club in person.
I like that. It's in person.
Members only or open it to the public?
Members of the. Oh, it's got to be. I mean. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Public. Members only. I
Public.
don't know. I don't care. I don't know if it
Anyone
makes a
on or
difference.
off Facebook can view this event, even if they aren't members of this group.
That's
Or do
fine.
we just keep it strictly 12?
Yeah, just keep it to the 12, I guess. I have no idea, to be honest.
Okay, so I said
I
here,
don't think
hey,
I've ever
12,
done
come
a Facebook
celebrate.
event like this.
Come celebrate with us. We've got to tell people about this shit, mate. Come
Yeah.
celebrate with us as we wrap up 144 episodes of the Boston Brewer podcast. What started as a dumb lockdown project turned into something we thought would happen, nor do we think it would last so long. So come along and celebrate everything Boston Guru with Lexicon Half, scooters, home renos, the Dansion, stolen laptops, boat navigation with Google Maps, Shoals,
Sure.
crowdfunding, VAs, well, not so much the VAs, dirty glasses and everything else that's made these pod rules.
Celebrate
Places
beer,
limited,
right?
there's limited to 12 places.
Yes, limited 12 play. Yeah. That sounds good. I think probably make it like the event public, but we won't really promote it. But people
Not
should
yet.
be able to see it because there's people who aren't in the group, but we'll just promote it in the group.
Okay. And invite all group members.
Hey, are you going to put me as a co-host here, or what's happening here?
Yes. Can I do that? How do I do that? Add co-host.
Co-host. There
Yes.
you go.
Dan
There you
Norris.
go. That's me.
Okay. No chat, no repeat event. Additional settings. Only hosts can post in this event. Fuck that. Let everyone post in it.
Yeah.
Post must be approved by a host. Fuck that. Show guest list. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. Ready? 4
Right, we're doing
p.m.
it.
Saturday, November the 23rd.
So what time are you going to get to this event, do you think?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
The
Right.
ferry, the Mowbray Park ferry terminal is not working at the moment, so I have to get the bus.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
They
that's
closed
lame.
it to rebuild it.
Oh, that's lame. It's right there.
Yeah. Should I invite my mum?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to invite, like spam the shit out of everyone in the group or not
Yeah,
really?
should I? Yeah.
I don't really
Yeah,
even
why
know how to
not?
do that.
Listen, we want Cuzzy to go there?
Sure. I don't know if he likes me very much, but I guess we'll find out.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's not do that
Okay.
then.
Oh, dude.
Not gonna invite my niece. Not gonna
It's
invite
been
my
a day.
brother. That'll fucking.
I've got a boat update, speaking of shoals.
Yeah, go on then.
But
You did you take it out or did you sell it?
Oh, no. I
No,
didn't
you
take
just
it
get the
out.
engine started.
So I took it in to get it serviced, right? I couldn't get the engine started despite the help I had from you and others in the group, which was useful, but for whatever reason, I still couldn't get it started. I took it in to get it serviced. They didn't really say anything. They just kind of said they gave it a service. I noticed on the notes they replaced the spark plugs.
Oh, no spark. We knew that anyway.
Well, I mean, there's something wrong with the spark plugs. I have no idea. Anyway, so
Did it start?
they were fine. They were like, everything sweet. So I took it home and I put it back online. Okay, we're good to go. We're selling it. Then a guy messaged me. He's like, oh, come around and look at the boat. I had no interest. I had very little interest first, right? And then I got a little bit of interest when I dropped the price. Dude messaged me, can I come around tonight to look at the boat? And so I was like, all right. So I go out there and start it, and the fucking thing wouldn't start again.
Oh.
And then what happened was, right? You know, you got little keys for the what's it called? The cutoff, the engine cutoff thing. There's probably a fancy
Yeah.
name for it.
Yep.
And you have the little keys that are all sort of different sizes. The kill switch, I guess, like the kill switch. So I just always leave it in there, right? But when I got it back from the shop, it wasn't in there. I had to put it in there, and I didn't really know which one I'm supposed to choose, or if there's different sizes, or like there's definitely different sizes, but I didn't know if any of that made any difference, and I still don't really. You might, but it wasn't starting. So I got the key that's in the kill switch, and I kind of pulled a little bit to pull the kill switch out a little bit more, and then it started, but then it
Oh.
died after like 10 seconds. So I emailed the boat servicing guys, and he was like, I ran it for 10 minutes. It was fine. There's nothing wrong with the engine. And then I was like, well, maybe it's got something to do with the kill switch key thing.
Yeah,
So
yep.
I put another one in there that looked to be the one I used to use, but there's like five different keys. They all look different, but similar. And then I started it, and then it worked. So
Great.
then the dude came around this afternoon. I told him all of this. I was open about it. I was like, I don't actually know what's going on. I've never had a problem with the boat other than the shoals. And then he came around, I started it, and he fucking bought it. Oh,
Great.
it's gone. Well, it's not gone, it's still
Cash.
there. Cash. I've got to do it
Cash.
next week. No, he's going to transfer money. I've got to do it next week.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, but yeah. So the boat is sold. There's my update.
Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Well done.
But
What
now I've
will
got another.
Google Maps be used for now, I wonder?
I don't know, but I've got another engine I can't start.
Oh God. Is it the one that you blew up because you
I
didn't put the
bought
fucking oil in
no, I
it?
bought a fucking whippersnipper on the weekend, and the guy showed me how to start it, and I got home and I can't fucking start it.
Two-stroke engines are you are not doing well at all, are they?
This thing, you have to be a fucking some sort of whippersnipper whisperer to start this
You've got to
fucking thing.
be, but no. With two-stroke engines, right? You've got to be the engine whisperer.
I tried, dude. I went hard, and then I was
Because
like, just chill out.
I got to tell you, I tuned the carby on the scooter on the Piaggio Zip last weekend, and holy shitballs, what a difference it makes! It flies now,
Gets up and boogies.
so good, huh?
Gets up and boogies.
It gets up and boogies
Nice.
like was even given a Tesla a run for its money the other day. It was so
Wow.
funny. He was just such a prat driver. Oh my God.
Driving a Tesla? No.
Yeah. Absolute prat. Trying to just literally try to pass me. I'm in a lane. He's trying to pass me and managed to succeed. So I just filtered through him at the lights and just gunned it. And we're going past that thing, past Toowong Village there, and you go down towards UQ and it's like that S's kind of thing. And I even smoked. He was
Wow.
smoked. The Piaggio Zip did its job. I was just
I
on it.
mean, I'd like to believe you. It's a great story, but
No, it's true.
I don't
It's
think I
true.
believe
It's true. He couldn't. He thought he was a good driver. He wasn't a good driver. He's not good at not as good a driver as I am, a rider of a fucking
I
scooter.
mean, I'd believe that. I just don't necessarily believe your scooter would be faster than a Tesla, but
Well, maybe he had it in Elon mode where it goes really slow.
possibly, yeah. Well, you need to come down and speak to my curved shaft whippersnapper because I need to whisper it because it's not starting.
Yeah, shit. Did you try some of the start, you bastard?
Oh, fuck, I didn't try that. That's a good idea. I
So
forgot
put the
about
choke
that.
on. Put the choke
What
on.
does a choke do?
It makes the mixture rich.
Puts more air in or puts more fuel
No,
in?
less air. Less air, more fuel.
Less air, more fuel. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the idea being, actually, I don't know why chokes do what they do. But it makes the mixture really rich. So if you put
Right.
the choke on, they're really just a little
Little start, you bastard.
start, you bastard,
How did I
send
not think of
it.
that? I've got to work
That's
out
the
where the
first thing I
carby
want to
is, though,
reach
right?
for.
Where's the carby on a fucking whippersnipper? I have no idea. I
It's
mean, it's
probably
there
some little
somewhere.
black box, little black filter box sort of thing.
Okay. Oh,
That's it.
man. All right. I'll try that.
And make sure you've got the fuel cock on.
Like the little nipple?
The fuel cock.
What's that?
It's the tap cock.
I don't have a cock on my
No.
whippersnapper.
That's what they call the tap. They call the tap a cock.
Okay.
So you got
All
to
right.
turn the fuel cock on.
All right, I'll turn the cock on. I swear I'm doing everything. It's got a kill switch. Kill switch is on I, which is, I assume, ignition. I don't know, but I is on. And he's like, give it a full choke, pull it one pull. You know, I bought this thing because I've got an electric whippersnapper that's a piece of shit, and I've got a petrol lawnmower, which is fucking bulletproof. I'm like,
Which
I just
brand
like
is
one of
the
those.
lawnmower?
I don't know. It's blue. Maybe a Honda. It never ever skipped a beat. It's a fucking weapon. Absolute weapon. And the electric whippersnapper is just an absolute piece of shit. And every time I drive past one of those fucking guys at the council with one of those orange whippersnippers, I was like, I would fucking love to have one of those. Now I've got one. I can't fucking start it.
Never mind.
Everything's
Never
fucked,
mind.
Endo. The website's down. We can't publish the episode.
We'll be right. We'll be right.
How's that beer taste? Is that pretty good or
It's
what?
fucking excellent, actually. I'm just gonna
Nice.
say it's really, really good. Really good.
Very good.
And yeah, I'm really digging this. Do I do like in this thing? We're doing here.
What's
Where is
happening?
how come you are not a co-host? Are you a co-host of this?
The event?
Yeah. Does it say you're a co-host?
I mean, you added me, pretty sure.
At co-host, Dan Norris. Yes.
Have
Yes.
a look.
Pending. Oh, you got to accept it, mate.
Oh, pending. All right. Let me see what's happening here. I've been
So,
getting messages nonstop about this fucking boat. It's like,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
good.
No, I didn't get any notifications. Oh wait, here we go. Invited you to their event. Oh, I've got too much happening here on Facebook.
We've invited 381 people.
Oh no. We're probably the only person to turn
Ridiculous.
up will be fucking Louis G, and we won't even recognize him.
Well, he'll be the guy with the monocle emoji on his
Well,
face.
okay. Well, then, if that's the case, we will recognize him. Three people responded. Wait, what psychos
It's
have
good.
responded to this thing? Wait.
Jake
People
Vollmer.
just say
Do you know
yes,
who he
mate.
is? Yeah,
Hey.
that's Jake Vollmer. He's one of my past students of the Brewing Tape Brewing program.
Okay.
Mad as a cut
Nice.
snake. He's hilarious. He's hilarious. If he
Jake the
goes,
Snake. There you go.
it's gonna be fucking amazing because he's so funny.
Oh, very good. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, we've got two people attending. Jake the Snake and some other dude.
There you go. So we got the boat update.
Done.
We've got the boat wrap up party.
So wait, so with this
Oh.
wrap up party, Do we have to say anything about it? Is there a plan for it? We're just rocking up and drinking
No.
beers and then leaving, right?
Yes.
That's basically.
Well, there was someone, who was the person in the 12 who worked there?
Oh yeah, there
Who was
is.
that?
I don't know, but they're in the group.
Yeah.
So yeah, I
Okay.
can't remember his name, but he will probably see the thread and then hopefully he'll be.
He will be Luke Cooper. Perhaps the finale bet you 2 points. Henry will make it to the German club within 12 minutes of schedule meet time. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, that was 2022. That was really cool. With two Adam Shells. October 10. Oh, there we go. Yes. Trent Boyle.
Okay. So he works at the German club.
Yeah. I'm gonna comment and go, and
Tag him.
I'll go Trent Boyle. Let's go.
Invited you. Wait,
Hang on.
invited you. Five people in front. That's fucking going off. This event is fucking out of control, mate.
You go. I've
Five
tagged
people.
him.
We've got three people interested. I mean, you and me are two of them, but it's okay.
I think we got to go. Okay. Let's see what
Okay.
happens.
Let's see what happens. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock next Saturday, 23rd of November. Come to the German club. I'll be 12 minutes early to keep Luke Cooper happy, and we'll drink some delicious German beers.
And if I don't get the website fixed between now and then, no one's going to know about it
No one's
because
going to
I'm
know
not
about
going
it
to release
exactly.
this
We'll just check YouTube.
podcast.
It's fine.
No one watches it on YouTube, dude.
Oh,
Oh
God.
God. All right. I don't want it to die like one episode to go. That would be shit, you know? Actually, we need to talk about what we're going to do with it once we wrap it up. I suppose we can do
We'll
that
memorialize it.
another time. Yeah. You know how much content I've put out there into the world that just doesn't exist anymore? Like 90% of everything I've ever put out does not exist anymore.
It's your right to be forgotten, mate.
I just would rather that things exist, but like I've had lots of blog posts that, you know, sold the business and then they've just deleted the blog or whatever, or like podcast interviews and the podcast is shut down. I would rather this doesn't go away. Like, you know, that would be better, I feel. Even if people don't listen to it, it would still like be there.
Yeah. It's still going to be on YouTube, so I wouldn't stress too much.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right, should we
So
get into the
don't
news?
stress, mate. Yeah, let's do it. What have we got?
We've got Nick Kyrgios's Strider Brewing
Well, how do you pronounce
EIO.
that?
I assume it's Strider, isn't it?
Not Kyrgios. Kyrgios.
Kyrgios?
Kyrgios.
Nick
Kyrgios.
Kyrgios. He's a
I
cricketer
don't
or some
know.
shit, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know.
Is he?
Oh, you actually don't know who he is?
No, I've got no
Oh, fuck
idea. Who is he?
me. He's a men's netball player.
Netball.
Yeah.
Oh, and geez, I'll fucking throw a beer company at anyone these days, won't they?
A fucking tennis player, Hendo. How have you not heard of this dude?
Because I don't watch fucking tennis.
I don't watch tennis either. It's a shit sport, but I know who he is. Everyone knows who
Really?
he is,
Is he
Hendo.
the anti-vax
Probably, I don't know. Maybe. No. That's a fucking Djokovic, Novak Djokovic.
Has he done Wimbledon?
Nick Kyrgios?
Mm.
Sure, he's good. I mean, he's not like the best in the world, but
Is he the
he's
Grand
good.
Slam? Is he the Grand Slam?
What do you mean? Are you just
The
saying
grand, well,
words?
that's when you say tennis, it's grand slam. That's what isn't what, what tennis is all about,
I mean,
and
he
love,
definitely has not
and
won one Grand Slam.
40 loves and grand
He's
slams.
probably he's had a lot of loves, I think. Yeah. Probably done a few slams as well. I don't
What's he
really
doing
know.
anyways? Starting a, oh, it's fucking crowdfunding. Here we fucking
It's
go.
crowdfunding and it's made for legends, so I thought you'd like that because
Oh my
you're always calling
God.
everyone a legend, you know?
Okay. With Nick Kyrgios leading our charge, we are all about breaking the mold. Is that the correct spelling of mold?
Breaking.
MOULD. Isn't it the what? Isn't it the microorganism mold? Maybe, I suppose. Embracing a spirit of innovation and disruption. Innovation and disruption. Classic lager, 4.4%.
I don't think you're taking this business seriously, Hendo. You don't even know who this dude is.
No, but he's disrupting.
He is. It's made for legends, mate. Like, don't knock it.
Okay, hang on, no, let me finish, let me finish. With Strider, own venues, Wagga Wagga, it's brewery in Wagga
This is so harsh.
Exciting experiences, community sports sponsorship, and a merchandise line.
I don't know
We are
where Wagga Wagga
securing
is. I've never
multiple
heard of
revenue
this.
streams and setting the stage for a bold new chapter in beer culture and beyond.
Oh, Wagga Wagga looks
Is
tough.
it for sale? Can you buy it? Let's find out.
No, it's an
Find out.
EOI.
No, the beer.
Yeah, they got a website with beer and shit. I think
No,
it's an
I want to see
existing
if it's
beer
at
company.
fucking Uncle Dan's or something.
Wow, that is
Is it at
out
Uncle
of fucking
Dan's? Nope.
nowhere. Wow.
Harry's Liquor.
There you go.
Harry's Liquor. Let's have a
Should
look
you do you want to
here.
join the investor webinar? That'd be a good time.
Why don't you join it?
I will, November
Oh, it's at Dan
23rd and
Murphy's. There we
24th.
go. It's at Uncle Dan's. There we go. Uncle Dan's, you want to share my screen? You can see how it is on Uncle Dan's. Righty-o. So we've got, I hope we don't get copyright struck for this.
Oh, there you go. I'll
Three
ignore it.
30 mil bottles. It's in bottles, not
Nah,
cans.
that's like the old school.
$60.
I think that's not.
That
That's
can't
all.
be
It's all
right. That's
cans
yeah,
from
it's
an
got a
EOI.
can there.
Yeah.
What's going on? Maybe
That
it's
looks.
multi thingo. You'll need a bottle opener to open this.
Right.
Oh, you can get some Smith's chips and some shot
Dude,
glasses.
just get the fuck off Dan Murphy's online. All right. So, do you think it's game, set, match for the beer industry here, or?
Yeah, we're done.
Right. Let's move on. We're gonna move on from this topic.
It's I'm not blaming the 8.8% beer because I'm really enjoying it, but
Yeah.
might have something to do with the 8.8% beer. Why don't you put some vodka in that fucking hard solo, mate?
I think I'll just have a beer, to be honest. Fuck this hard solo.
Yeah.
I've only got a limited amount of time where I could drink out of this BrewDog schooner
That
glass.
glass looks disgusting.
No,
Send
it's just
it.
cold.
Oh.
That's just the
It looks like one of mine before I pour beer into it.
Look, I've got a Bent Spoke cranking IPA.
Oh, fantastic.
To
Oh,
my
for
knowledge,
fuck's
not
sake.
owned by celebrities or sports
I
people.
can't read that article from the Sydney Morning Herald about Pat Cummins investing in Mountain Coast. It's
Oh.
paywalled.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a subscription?
No, I don't.
How did you
The
read it?
idea of paying money for the fucking news, well, I could not think of anything stupider to do. I just read the headline and make assumptions from there.
I'm just going to get a 12-foot ladder. Hang on a second. Let's have a look. Internal server error. Wonderful.
Brilliant.
Okay, that didn't work. Whoops. So what's the story here? Pat Cummins invests in Mountain Culture. That's
Mountain Culture
interesting,
Beer, now
actually.
Australia's fourth largest independent brewery, has reached another key milestone, announcing its first investor, Australian cricket captain Pat Cummins. That's first investor? That can't be
But
true.
yeah, I know that can't be true. Maybe it is. Who knows?
Maybe
I'm
it
gonna
is.
doubt DJ and Harriet. What do you got there? Crankshaft. Looks
Crankshaft.
good. It's a nice BrewDog schooner glass you got there.
Yeah, we love the BrewDog schooner glass. They really wound back on the free beers, didn't they? But that's okay.
BrewDog.
I don't know if I know anyone who works there anymore.
I do.
Mountain Culture have
I had a
been.
beer there the last Monday with
Oh, did
the
you?
students on the field trip. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
At the one in the valley.
Oh, nice. I haven't been to that one.
Was good. The ginger beer is good. The
Sweet.
Lost Lager, whatever it is, that's good beer. Just drinking beer. It's good.
Bootstrap by Fortnum. Oh, that's crazy.
Good on
That's
them. I
phenomenal.
mean, Mountain Culture, fourth largest, obviously growing. Obviously, needs some funding for growing and didn't go down the path of doing crowdfunding, which I think is smart. So
We've had a
good on
great
Pat
working
Cummins.
relationship with the banks. That's a bit that's potentially scary. There's quite a bit of debt.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they've always said they're profitable. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of this business, but they seem to have done very, very well. I mean, if they're actually
But you can
still
be profitable and cash flow negative. In fact, you probably are running a brewery.
probably, but to get to their size and still be profitable, it's a fair fucking effort, especially to have always been profitable.
It's impressive, I'll give it that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to see the numbers, and that's why I like crowdfunding in a way, because you do get to see the numbers. It's not just like the press
Yeah.
release. This is just the press release, but I don't know. I feel like if any brand could make this kind of impossible thing work, it'd be Mountain Culture.
Yep.
You
I
know, like
agree.
they've got a great brand, they've got a great product, they've got everything's going their way. Great story.
Couple of
So,
hottest 100s under
yeah.
their under this. And whenever you go to Gabs Festival, like there's a massive fucking queue for
Yeah.
the beer. So yeah, good on them. Good on them.
Yeah, I don't know about the celebrity investment thing, but I mean, it's kind of hard to argue at this point. It seems like the only companies that are surviving are kind of celebrity-led
Yeah.
brands. So,
Yeah, you've got like the mega multinationals, and then you've got the ones that are celebrity or social media kind of thing.
yeah,
And
not
that's
much else.
really, and that's not much else, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just part of the brand story, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this dude is like, I actually don't follow cricket
Just
that much,
wondering
but
though, who the fuck is Pat Cummins?
fuck me, here we are. Do you not know what sport is?
Oh,
Do
I
you ever
just
watch
watch
sport?
YouTube. I
You
watch
never watch
Formula
sport,
One.
do you?
That's enough. Is he a Formula One driver?
100%.
No. Is he Formula One team owner? No.
He's a netball player. He's a captain of
Another fucking
the
netball
men's
player.
netball team. Yes. Yes. He's like the well, here's the thing, like I think he's the captain of the cricket side, but like cricket's not the kind of sport you associate with like sort of influencers, do you? Like those
Yeah.
dudes are
No,
not
not
like
really.
putting out
Like,
content and
yeah. I just, sorry, I don't know all these people. I watch Formula One. I watch just a little smidge of supercars.
yeah.
And if I go around to Adam Schell's house, not that one, the other one,
Yeah.
then I'll occasionally watch the Sydney Rabbitohs. Because you have to watch the Sydney Rabbitohs apparently when you go to Adam Schell's house.
All right. Yeah. I'm the same, to be honest. There's very little sport I watch anymore. It's basically F1. I watch AFL just to punish myself.
Yep.
That's pretty
Well,
much
that's
it.
because you go for the Suns, so.
Yeah. I've only got myself to blame for that. I'm
Yeah,
going to watch, I'll probably watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson thing on the weekend because my kids want to watch it. You know what I mean?
is it on? Oh.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. It's free
What?
on Netflix. Yeah.
Really?
On Saturday. Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Oh my God. It's just, I don't know what to think about that.
I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little uncomfortable about this whole thing.
I mean, he's just so fucking obnoxious, you
Jake
know?
Paul or
Huh?
Mike
Oh, and
Tyson?
Jake Paul too.
Both of them.
No, Mike Tyson, I would never talk badly about him because he'd probably hear it and come around to my fucking house and beat the shit out of me. No, I love Mike Tyson. He's
Beat your
amazing.
children and shit.
Jake Paul, the only I know about Jake Paul is his brother. What's his brother's name? Logan.
Logan.
I watch this YouTube channel called CoffeeZilla, and it's about all these crypto
Oh, you watch that
scams.
one? Yeah,
I
yes.
love CoffeeZilla. Yeah, it's really good,
Yeah,
very
I've
well
seen it.
researched, and that sort of thing. And man, he just so many pump and dumps,
You tore Logan Paul a fucking new one with the NFTs.
yeah, shit, yeah,
Yeah.
and his game, and his game.
But that Logan Paul is not the one fighting on the weekend though, right? You know that. Different person.
Oh.
Logan Paul is a different person to Jake Paul. They're two different people.
Are
Just
they
make sure
brothers?
you. They are brothers, but they are different people.
Right. Well, what does Jake Paul do? We know what Logan Paul does. He rips people off, apparently.
Oh, Logan Paul does lots of stuff. He has Prime. It's a fucking huge
What's that?
drinks company, which at one point was the fastest growing drinks brand in the world. It's in Australia. I had one this week, actually. He's in the WWE. He's boxed Floyd Mayweather. He does lots of shit. Lots of shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just all social media shit.
Jake Paul, well, he started out as a YouTuber. They started out as like Disney kids, I think. He's a pretty good wrestler, like as far as wrestling goes.
Yeah, right.
Jake Paul is focused on boxing. He's not bad. He's not bad. I'm actually a little concerned he's going to take Mike's head off, to be honest.
Really?
Mike Tyson is 60, fucking 60 years old.
Well, that's why it does. Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't seem fair. But Mike Tyson has. He's surely he's been trained.
He's been training. He looks juiced to the gills, but he's still 60. You can't train your way out of being 60 years old.
True.
And Jake Paul's a heavy hitter. He comes in hot.
Wow.
But that's
And this is Saturday, and your kids are going to watch this, eh? I suppose it's boxing. I suppose it's sport.
Yeah, I've never watched
Do your
MMA
kids
with my
watch
kids.
Jake Paul on YouTube or something?
Oh, well, they know. Yeah, they know who he is, and they have the influencer boxing thing, which has kind of gotten into their world. All these social media people box each other now. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't watch MMA with the kids because it's like that's just kind of out of control. Boxing, I
That's
feel like it's maybe okay, but I don't know. I don't
that's
like.
adult. That's adult time.
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch boxing when I was a kid, and I don't think it really affected me too
Boxing
much.
as a sport is fine, like in the context of like Olympic or Commonwealth Games boxing, where they're all padded up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good either way. It's definitely not good. Not good for you. But yeah, I mean, my eldest is about to turn 17. He's not like a young kid.
So let's have a chat about Cooper's. Cooper's Lager, crushing it. Why do I have a Shopify link which is giving me a PDF?
Oh, that's the oh, it's Shopify link.
It's Shopify. It's
Whoa.
the
That's what they use for their annual report? Wait.
you put in there.
That's fucking weird. Oh, CDN, so that's their content network. Oh, they must just upload via their CMS, which is hosted on Shopify. Probably use Shopify as
Righto.
the web platform.
Why is there. Why they've got a public report?
They always do it. They always put out a report.
It's not a, it's not a, it's a, it's not a public company though.
No, but they always put out a report. But there's something missing from this report that seems odd to me. You got to tell me what it is. We don't really have time to read it all, but
No, I'm just gonna skim through it.
give me that first
I've
page.
seen the fucking new brew pub there. I've been into the brew house there. I was there last year when I was in Adelaide. 440 ml tins of Cooper's Green and Cooper's Red are sick.
That's pretty cool.
Next generation of partners. Tail and Bend Motorsport, Cooper Stadium, Magic Millions. Oh, they've got the maltings. Yes, I've seen the malting homebrew kits, ginger beer, Morgan. Oh,
Yeah, but
Morgan's.
maltings are down in turnover, apparently.
Oh, they're brewing Carlsberg and Kronenbourg. Under license and Sapporo and Ebisu and Thatcher's and MillerCoors. Okay, this is good. John Menezes, fellow of the IBD.
So 8% increase in homebrew, 0% increase in zero alc beer, I think.
All right. Cooper's catch-ups.
Growth has slowed.
Gabs, five Gabs hottest 100 places.
There you go.
That's pretty good. What am I looking for here?
What would you expect to find in a
Cooper's
fucking
been, there's
annual
no
report?
numbers in here. I can't
There's
see a P&L.
there you go. There's no mention. Oh, right, unless I couldn't find it because I skim shit. I don't read shit. I couldn't find any mention of revenue in any of the news stories or in the actual report itself. But
Rightio.
there is like very specific numbers on profit, which is just interesting.
Where's the profit numbers? What page am I looking at?
It's on the front, it's right at the front. It's so that purple page 4, profit before tax, $32.8 million, a 15% increase on 2023, which is fucking
Oh,
impressive.
that's all right.
100%.
And
15% increase on
keg
profit.
beers rose 1%, packaged beer sales rose 1.6%. Great.
But no mention of revenue. That's just seems odd. Is that not odd?
Dividends. They don't have to disclose that though, because it's not a public company.
They don't have to disclose anything.
Yeah.
I'm confused by why they wouldn't mention revenue, but they mention volume and they mention profit. It just seems like an odd thing to exclude. Like the revenue is like the kind of the financial size of the company. That's kind of
That'll
the
work.
number one number
Yeah.
you look at. Either way, doing pretty fucking well.
Good.
Yeah. Endeavor Group.
EDG profit warning. Bum, bum, bum. What do we got here?
Now that's first quarter result. So that'll be July,
Retail.
August, September.
Soft market
So this is more up to
conditions.
date.
Rightio. 2.5% sales growth. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That's hotels. Hotels had
Yeah.
growth. Bottle shops, I
Good on
think, were
them.
in line with last year.
Not many numbers in that.
Well, the story that they're, I guess, putting out there is that the numbers are stagnant, but profit is going to take a hit because everything they sell is on
Numbers.
special.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the last report I remember reading from Endeavor was going on and on about how good their membership program was and how so many people had, used the app and activated their membership. But
Yep.
the whole point of membership is getting discounts.
Discounts, yes.
So, and now they're kind of saying, we're not going to make as much money because everyone's buying everything on special. But that brought this business model on themselves. That's kind of
Yep.
that's what happens in a
It sure
BWS like
does.
Dan Murphy's.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, how would you grow a business like that? Like seriously, how would you even start to grow
A
a
business
business
that
that
does half a
size?
billion dollars in revenue a year across hotels and bottle shops.
It's fucking, I mean, it's basically just, it is the size it is at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where's the pokey revenue in there?
The hotels, I guess.
That's in the half a billion.
Well, the hotels are up 2.5%, so maybe that's why. I don't know.
Could be pokies, yeah. It doesn't say really, it doesn't sort of specifically call it out, but
No,
interesting.
but I think with a listed company, you could. I didn't go to the effort of getting the actual report, but you could get the public report.
It's also on Spotify.
That's on Spotify. Yeah. Fucking hell.
What do we got here? All
All
right.
right. So we do.
Some
Let's do some
Hendo
questions then.
React.
HR
Oh,
or some
questions? Yes,
questions?
yes. Go questions.
Do
Yeah.
some questions because we've got to respect the members of the group who would probably not want to
Please.
turn up to our event. All right, let's do. Actually, no, fuck it. Let's do HR first because we might get a few more comments.
Okay. Let me
We've got
drag this across
five
here.
HR
I'll
questions.
share my screen.
One was a little inappropriate, so I didn't put it in there, but the ones in there are reasonably appropriate.
Hendo reacts, Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax.
Appropriate.
Yeah, we're gonna get copyright struck again.
Well, that had a bit of music in there. Yeah.
There we go. Instagram. Oh, I didn't share screen. Shit,
No,
sorry.
you did. Oh, share sound.
No, just share sound. All right. Instagram. Oh, here we go. 105-year-old woman says her secret to long life is beer and staying single. Story of my life.
I thought you'd like that
Fucking story of my life. Born in Brixton in 19, mate. If I'm around in 2074, 2079, fuck
Jesus.
yeah. Good on her. Oh, she was an accountant.
Yep.
Guinness offers some health benefits in moderation, like B vitamins and antioxidants. This is true.
Well.
This is true. First comment, I know propaganda when I see
Yeah,
it.
that's fair.
People are just fucking rude. All right. Hendo reacts to Instagram again. Let's go.
Claim a drug, put on my hat.
Oop, nope, can't play that. Taking a shower beer to whole new levels. So basically, he's got a keg with the air pump oxidizing. So he's pumping oxidized beer into his mouth.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And he's in the shower, so he's calling it a shower beer.
That's sick.
There you go.
That's got to be in
As you do.
America. I mean, that's the sort of shit you would do in America. That would
Yeah,
never happen in
definitely,
Australia.
definitely.
By the
All
way,
right, Ben
double down today.
Fenton,
See, look.
what do you got? USA. There you go.
USA, USA. Yep.
Did you buy any crypto?
Fucking wish. You know, Bitcoin's like $100,000 at the moment or more.
Yeah, but old mate Elon with his new Department of Government Efficiency.
Doge is going off, probably.
Those quadrupled, mate.
You know, I
40
bought
cents.
two and a half bitcoins when they were $400 each.
Yeah, right. You fucked
$400
up.
each.
You fucked up.
And it's like
Ben Fenwick.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling.
Did I do Ben Fenwick?
Let's
do Ben
retired.
Fenwick. Oh, God damn with these
well.
fucking music. Yeah. Cooking dinner for your best mate. Oh, what's he doing? Oh, better beer. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Rolling the.
He's got the beer in the
better beer out.
Frying pan. Oh, he's putting beer in the slow cooker. Cans of beer in the slow cooker.
Yep.
Rightio.
Pouring
oh,
the beer
God,
on top
please
of it.
don't. And then, okay.
Blends it.
It's a dirty fucking blender. And beer in the oven. And he's handing a beer to his mate on a plate. It's the Arvo Ale. Oh,
Arvo
with a
Ale.
little bit of shaved ice.
Shaved ice on
oh,
top.
That's so classy. So classy. His mate's impressed, though.
Yeah, very.
I you know what's going to happen? I think he's going to put out.
Wow,
That's implied, really. You know,
I guess. Yeah.
Radio Luke Cooper. Here we go.
Like that ad or not so much? Bit of content.
It was
quality or
weird,
no?
but there we are. All right. Do I put the fucking sound on? Nope.
Yeah, this is
Absolutely
recording.
not. What does this say?
Visiting
Australia's
the
safest
safest suburb
suburb,
in Australia.
Logan, Brisbane, Queensland. Come on, that's not Logan.
This is where I grew up, dude. I
I was
know
like,
Logan
this
when
is
I see it.
I think it's Dubai. Is it Dubai? That's Dubai. Oh, that's so funny. It's Woolworths, and then it just goes into Dubai.
Yeah, that's right. I grew
Very
up in
well
Logan.
done.
I know Logan when I see it, and that is definitely Logan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's right near Wagga Wagga, I think.
Well, doesn't in Dubai they don't have a sewer system, so they have to have poo trucks.
That's
Pick up
brilliant.
the poo from tanks in all the buildings and then truck it off to where it's got to go.
That's fucking disgusting. But okay.
That is. Yeah. They didn't think of that when they built that fancy city. All right. HR F11.
Yeah, there's only one HR
F11.
F1.
Oh, it's a guy driving a Formula One car in Dubai, and the cops come and get him. He just locks it up, does a big donut. Doesn't sound like a Formula One car. Oh, jeez, the coppers in the Lambos just send it as well.
I mean, it's definitely not an F1 car, but it's some kind of open wheel racer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Would you do that?
Sure. Yeah.
I've got a thing from my birthday. I get to drive a supercar, V8 supercar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
thing.
Fun.
It's sitting on my bedside table, and I'm going to do it. And
when are you doing it?
I don't know yet. Probably around Christmas, I think.
That's super fun.
I got it from Duncan and Adam Schell and Rooney and Lil and Natsuko. They'll give me shit because I was like, sorry, but they've only got forwards. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. You like the Holdens?
Yeah. Well, I used to own a Commodore, didn't I?
Yeah, but Holdens suck.
Look, it didn't end well, but I'm not about to turn my back on Australia the way that Holden did.
Yeah, well, they both did, to be fair.
Yeah, they both did. Yeah, they took the government money and fucked off.
Dude, you know how much money those cars are worth now? It's absolutely. I went to Lloyd's today because we're buying a bunch of equipment for the business, and the guy who works for me has a, like, I'll get the model wrong, but it's a Ford from 74 or something, and he reckons it's worth 100 grand. He showed me a picture. It was like insane. It's got this fucking 600 horsepower engine. But all the cars, all the Fords, all the Holdens, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter what year, doesn't matter what it is. They're worth a shitload of money. Even the ones from like the 80s and the ones from the 90s, like they're all worth fuckloads of money. Like Lloyd's is filled with these cars. Like it's crazy. Even
it's
the ones
nostalgia.
That don't even look good. Like the 80s ones are just fucking hideous. They're worth a shitload.
Yeah. Yeah. The more hideous, the more they're worth.
Crazy. Man. All right. Ford are better though. Than Holden. All right, let's go to 12 questions. Let's see what we're working with here.
Right, yeah, send it.
Oh man, I have to figure out the website after this, and that's annoying me. Right, not too many because I only posted it like half an hour ago because I had to figure out the fucking website. Right, Darren Gittins, question: rub your crystal balls. Oh God, where is this going? And tell us what you think next year will hold for the beer industry. Oh, wow. Well, we deleted our prediction episode at the start of this year because my prediction was everything was going to be completely fucked.
Because it was shit or
And
what?
Well, because I just predicted everything would be completely fucked, and I didn't think anyone wanted to hear that. So, I mean, we're probably just better off not giving predictions unless you have a different
No,
opinion.
that's right.
All right. Sean Astle, would love both of your take on the below article as it applies to beer in Australia. Craft versus independent has sparked a lot of rather heated debate in Facebook groups. Yeah, I saw this. Do you
What
think
was
the
that
big
one?
boys calling their acquired brands, i.e. Bolter, Green Beacon, Stone and Wood, craft is okay? How about Tinnies, Laurie's Boys, John Boston, James Squire? Do you think enough has been done to differentiate independent beer and emphasize the importance, or are
Well,
we
no,
only at
that's
starting
but
blocks?
the thing is, I've always maintained that craft has been we've been, the victim of craft washing. It was
Yeah,
very
that's
easy for the
good point,
multinationals
though.
to go buy a craft brewery and then call themselves craft, because they couldn't call Great Northern craft, even though that's a brand new brewing company that they invented. No one would believe them. But the fact that they'd go and buy a craft brewery and then call themselves craft, that's how the multinationals become craft. But still, we still haven't resolved the whole, independent is the thing, but we have not resolved why a consumer should buy independent.
Independent is an industry thing. Consumers do not give a shit about that
Yeah.
word, Hendo. I've said that so many times in
Even
this
if their
podcast.
money doesn't go to Japan, being Australian.
They don't care.
Interesting, isn't it?
And also, like, yes, the majors have the ability to overtake that word, but they also have so much more ability to promote and create, the words that people care about. And indies don't s stand a chance to create like a word for what they do that is going to overpower the word craft.
Boutique beer?
I mean, I always liked that word, but no chance.
You remember when it was boutique beer?
Yeah, I do. It was good.
Microbrewing?
Yeah. It's not going to work. It's not going
That
to happen.
was a
It's not
thing.
going to happen.
I want to go to a microbrewery.
Yeah. I mean, it still kind of is, isn't it? A little bit.
I don't know. Is Bolter a microbrewery?
Oh, ask CB. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a great conversation, but there's literally no answer. Independent is not going to win the hearts and minds of
No.
consumers, and
No, fuck no.
craft has been stolen. So, I don't know. It's over. It's kind of over. But this podcast is not over. We got two more episodes to record.
Yeah,
Right. This actual podcast is over, though, I think. That's it. That's the only questions we've got. So, yeah. There you go.
that
I gotta fix this
it?
fucking website. This is it. It's over. We're done.
All right, you fix the website and upload it. I'll go and promote the Facebook event on the Facebook group. Which, if you're listening, and we're three episodes from the end or two after this one, it's facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer. There's an event there. Come and join us at the German Club next Saturday, the 23rd of November at 4 p.m. And I'll be out there at 3:40. Eight.
You won't be. You won't be. We know you won't be.
I'll
I
definitely
would
be
be
there. Snow
impressed if you
fairies.
even turn up, to be honest.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there.
Good. How are you going to get there? Bus.
Bus.
You'll be late. Buses are always fucking late.
No. I can get the bus from UQ. It's easy.
Okay. All right, Hendo.
See you next week.